Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday. It's June something or other. And it's 2017. And we're going to talk about you and everything that matters to you and your buckos and all points in between. As always, we'll get more into the economy and jobs and unemployment and taxes and deficit spending and scams and shams, corruption, you name it, we cover it. And, of course, we'll also do the infamous Trump land. And as you can tell, I'm calling in on the phone right now, be in studio in a few. Bottom line, a lot of rain and a lot of just traffic and everything that goes on in I-4 here in Orlando, Florida. We'll be in studio in just a few minutes. Hope you had a good weekend. We sure did. I hit three in the water at TPC in Jacksonville, Florida. You know, that famed 17th hole. Yes, exactly. That's what I did, ladies and gentlemen. What can I tell you? It was just one of those things, as we say. Again, hope you had a good weekend. The big story here in Orlando is the pulse. It is the year, and I must tell you, it's a very I don't even know how to describe Orlando, Florida at this point in time. Last year, an animal, a slime bag, a scum, decided to murder 49 people with no forethought, just I'm just going to shoot it up and murder people. I must tell you, the community of Orlando has done, and I say community, has done a magnificent job, for lack of a better word. As far as what's happened, I was at the Pulse nightclub this morning. And they have a bunch of big things going on tonight. And again, I'm always surprised when this happens, but I'm not surprised when it happens. And let's keep our fingers crossed it does not happen again. The families that are affected the rest of their lives, not a lot of talk. So many people still injured from what happened and is still not recovered, and many are not going to recover psychologically for the rest of their life. Again, fingers crossed that everyone stays safe and, again, that it does not happen again. We're obliged to tell you, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me, Just Be Nice, read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today, and whatever else, all at GaryK.com. That said, count to five. We're now online.
Thanks for being here. Let's get going. First off, let me just say this. We had a very rough Friday. Today was no great shakes, but I will tell you flat out that there is such a changing of the guard going on right now as far as leadership goes. We do not – just remember, whenever we make a call, we do not know how long it lasts or how far it goes. We called a top in oils a few months ago. It's still going. We told you to avoid the financials, I think, 2-3 months ago, except for Citigroup, Blackstone, BlackRock, maybe a couple others. That's still going. We told you a year and change ago about the big retail. That's still going. So we never know how long. All we know is, listen carefully, on Friday, you had massive volume selling in the areas that had worked and were working. We called it the one-sided trade. What a one-sided trade simply means, as things are moving up, they get noisier. More people talk about it. People get leveraged on it. Latecomers start coming in. And then it gets to the point where I used the term recently on the semiconductors, it looks like the Eiffel Tower on a price chart. Well, it looks like possibly, maybe, could be, that was it. Not 100% sure. We're not willing to go any further than what we said on Friday. And it's simple. Expect some violent action now. Expect some random action. You can make money trading, but you better be right. And we'll see how it plays out over time. Now, I will tell you, the areas that did not budge on Friday did not budge again today. Hardly. The other areas were all over the map, but finished decently on the day. So who knows? Is the worst over in one day? I don't know. The NASDAQ was still down 32. There was still some carnage, but I made a list of leading names that got slaughtered in the last 2 days that held support / moving average. And if they can continue to hold, we can build on it. I use the term odds favor. What do odds favor? I think you got some price and time left. I think you got some futzing around. I think you have maybe what I call drive you up the wall action. But we'll let the market decide. But leave no doubt, even today, little rough day. Now, I was reading articles on why this may be happening. Stop. Why? Because big money decided to sell. That's why. Had the good run-up already. That's why. Maybe it's just time. That's why. Don't go further than that. I know valuation and all that stuff. What matters to me most is identifying where the big money's flowing. That's my job. That's what we do. Sometimes it's easier than others. I got news for you. It be gonna get tougher as we move forward. Simple as that. It's gonna get tougher as we move forward. Stay tuned. Keep your helmet on. And we'll guide you through it. We're ready for anything, and we're ready for everything. The good news is, a bunch of the market didn't budge. Will it budge? We'll let some cards come out of the deck. And then we'll take it from there. So that's the story. And if anything changes, as we always tell you, we will gladly let you know. Up next on The Edge, full market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz Van Power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's Van Power for all. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. I am Gary Kaltbaum, your host, doing the job we need to. By the way, I'm putting out a little report, maybe tonight or tomorrow. You know, we talk about government and they're the problem. Federal spending, 2000, $1.78 trillion. Federal spending, 2008. $2.98 trillion. Federal spending 2016, $3.95 trillion. 2021 slated to be $5.1 trillion. This year is $4.1. We got no shot. We have no frickin' shot if that's where we're going. That's money coming out of the economy into their sleazy, slimy, scummy hands. Inefficient, ineffective blob. What have I told you? Do you know how many trillions they have thrown towards the homeless and poverty, and we still have homeless and poverty? Do you realize if we just handed out 30 grand a person, we'd be 1,000 times better? But what do they do? It's like the Clinton Global Initiative in 2014. They took in like 120 million. They gave 5 million to charity. The rest went to big salaries and a bunch of bullcrap. That's what government does. Seriously, do you think when they tell you the $1 trillion for welfare, it actually gets the people? Nah. It's not $1 trillion get out there. It's like a couple of hundred million. A couple of hundred billion. Excuse me. 800 billion goes towards what? Lobbyists, big buildings, committees for committees for committees. But I'm not done. In 2000... debt, $5.67 trillion. 2008, $10.02 trillion. 2015, $8.15 trillion. This year, as I wrote last night, $19.856 trillion. But the worst number out of all of it. Are you ready to get sick? In the year 2016, $432 billion of our tax dollars were for interest payments on the debt that these skanks have created. Now, I got an email from somebody that said, Gary, don't call politicians skanks and morons. I got news for you. I'm actually putting down the skanks and morons by comparing politicians to them. I want to repeat that. $432 billion of our tax dollars went to pay the interest on the debt that these people created. Yet we watch him on TV questioning Comey, questioning this guy, questioning that guy. You really think this is going to end well? $5.1 trillion is going to come out of the economy in 2021, triple 2000. We don't have the money. So just letting you know to make you a happy camper today. By the way, this is not an opinion. These are hard facts. But I watched Bernie Sanders' wife today. Bernie Sanders' wife, I'm not going to say a word about her. She's not a politician. But her con artist, con man husband, you know what she said about him? Well, we know he's made a lot of money and he's now in the 1%, but we want to give more away to the, give more to the government. We want you to give more to the government. Really? You want more? And my good buddy Neil Cavuto was just so nice to her. He couldn't ask tough questions. Or, you know, he asked tough questions, but he did it in a meekly way. I wouldn't have been so nice. You know what my first question would have been? Have you looked at Venezuela? How's that socialist Shangri-La doing down there? Anyway, I thought I'd just throw that in for you today. Hard numbers, the conning and the fleecing of America and you continues. And the media don't give a crap. Because it was caused by Obama, Bush, and Clinton. What? Clinton? No. Not Bill Clinton. He ran a surplus. Now, why don't you go look at the numbers? He wasn't as bad as Bush, who wasn't as bad as Obama, who gets the championship belt. That all said, got a lot to cover in the market today, ladies and gentlemen. Let us do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. By the way, I don't know if you heard me at the outset of the show. I plunked three in the water at the 17th at TPC in Ponte Vedra Beach where they play the Players' Championship. It looks so easy, but it ain't. And they actually put the flag where they put the flag for the final round of the professional tournament, and Gary went for the flag. Three times, doink, and I felt good about it. Dow down 36, S&P down 2, NASDAQ down 32, NASDAQ down 33, but it was much worse. Transport's up a 61, nice. Advanced declines flat on the New York, 12.17 on the NASDAQ. New highs, I didn't really look, but I think they contracted. There are two stories out of today. A, it was much worse. B, leading growth names found support at differing areas of support slash moving averages today. You catch my drift up when I say that? For today. Leave no doubt the big money was in there selling, but got a little under the fence today, but still plenty of damage in those areas. The good news is other areas have stood still, and we will have it all up next on this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. As mentioned earlier, just a few things I noticed today after some ugliness. Are you ready? In no particular order, the NASDAQ never even got to the 50-day moving average today, which is about 6,062. It's hit 6,110. That's how extended it was. And the fact that it hit 6,110 and closed at 6,175 is actually good news for now. The NASDAQ 100 closed down 33 and change. That one got close. 56.14 is the 50-day. Hit 56.33. Closed at 57.08. Is that right? Can't be. I don't think the NASDAQ 100 was down 100 today. I'm going to have to double-check that. Maybe it was. Yeah, it was early. And then, just a few notes. Apple finished down 3.5, was down 6.5. Amazon finished down 13, was down 33. You get where I'm going with that? Saw a bit of that today. But just keep in mind, they were down pretty harsh into midday today. And as I'm just Facebook, back above the 50-day today after undercutting it today. Went from, in 2 days, 155 to 144 in 2 days. That's the type of move some of these things had. And then I'm just looking at names here. Texas Instruments holds the 50-day. KLA Tencor, 50-day. These are semiconductors. Google, 50-day. Netflix is a little below it, I must say that. You get my point when I'm doing all that? Adobe, 50-day. PayPal and Square, 21-day. Visa, 50-day. Applied Materials, 50-day. These are important names that got hit hard for a couple of days. Hey, maybe. It's just that the fact they were so extended, it's just they jacked down to the downside, and everything's going to be A-okay. You know how we know? If all these support levels get taken out. Because when I look at the S&P, that hasn't budged. The Dow, that hasn't budged. The transports, that hasn't budged. The small caps, that hasn't budged. No, really. So we'll see what that means. And today, transports were strong. Remember I told you about the breakout in Federal Express at $200? It's up another three today to 209. It's up about 4.5% from the breakout. Not bad for a company that has a 6% drop in earnings and reports in a week. We won't touch a stock that reports in a week no matter what. But still, Google was down 8, Intuitive Surgical down 13, Lam Research 3. You know, the bunch... Lending Tree was 8. It was still a rough day. So just take your time. Know when you're going to get some volatile action. And for the bulls out there, let's hope this was a 1.5-day wonder. Anything's possible. Not probable. But nothing's ever 100%. And we'll see what happens in the days to come. Also of note today, as I'm looking around all thine areas of the market, as mentioned, semis were down, but way off the lows. transports, FedEx up 2 and change. Some of the airlines up. Autos had a decent day. I'd like to say financials had a decent day, but they were actually up decently early and sold down. Commodities were pretty much flat. Biotech a little bit better, nothing special. Somewhat of a mixed day. Gold went no place fast today. So not a lot came of it except a lot of whipsawing in some of those big names. Energy was a little bit on the green side today, nothing special. Do not overtrade here. That's my best advice. Do not overtrade. On the downside today, Priceline did finish down 31 today. Was down 50. Mettler-Toledo 16. Amazon 13. So there was still some downside going on. And just be careful. Again, we're going to get some whipsawing in here. Let's just hope this is just a nasty, ugly drop to support and or moving averages. And everything's going to be A-okay. Intuitive Surgical 13, Cable 1, 9. 8 or more, LendingTree, Google. 7 or more, Universal Display, OLED. That's been strong. TransDime. 6 or more, Ulta Beauty. Netflix. Now, Netflix is trading below the 50-day all of a sudden. IDEX Labs. 5 or more, Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Align Tech. MKS Instruments. That broke below the 50-day today. And by the way, just to give you an idea, MKSI, 88 to 76 in 2 days. 4 more, Sherwin-Williams, WellCare Health, Mercado Libre, Albemarle, say that 10 times fast, Cognex, 3 or more, IPG, Fodonics, Stamps.com, Essex Property Trust, Apple, Coherent, Lam Research, Skywork Solution, Wix.com, Elbit Systems, Esterline Tech, Ultimate Software, McDonald's in the Dow. So you can see there was some down today. 2 or more, BJ Restaurants, Little Fuse, Martin Marietta Materials, say that 10 times fast, Cirrus Logic, Shopify, SHOP, been a strong name right off the 50-day today. Advanced Energy Industries, SAP, Tech Data, Graco, United Health, Domino's Pizza. By the way, Domino's Pizza has been very strong. It's gone from 218 to 204 in 2 days. Cracker Barrel, Kite Pharmaceuticals, Wage Works, Proto Labs, and that's it on the downside. There are others, but we'll stop there. On the upside today, Credit Acceptance, 7. Churchill Downs, 6. Anybody even watch the Belmont? Acuity Brands, 5. Trito Communications, 5. AutoZone Bounce, 5. 4 more, Simon Property Group. 3 or more, Tesoro, W.W. Granger, Mazor Robotics, Impinj. Here's one, simple PI, good reversal today, semiconductor manufacturer. 2 or more NetTease. Watch NetTease. Sets up well. Pulled right back to the breakout at 300. FedEx, as mentioned. Here's another strong name. iRobot. IRBT. Very strong name. Cintas. Uniforms. Advanced Auto Parts. Citrix Systems. They call me every week to get business from me. Gotta like that. Everest Re. Biogen. Nutrisystem. Waste Connection. That is your ever popular over-the-top movers of the day. So just wild action over a two-day period. I'm going to call a little bit of changing of the guard, but I must tell you, maybe it was the NASDAQ 100 catching up and the semiconductors catching up to the rest, and everything's going to be A-okay. We'll see. By the way, the socks today, not your dirty socks, but the semiconductor index, hit 1053, closed at 1084. 50-day moving average, 1035, so that's not bad. But I was asked to give, Gary, if your back was to the wall, what do you think? I think there's more time and price. What does that mean? What does that mean, Gary, time and price? It simply means more time and price, meaning the highs that we saw in the NASDAQ 100 and a lot of those names ain't happening anytime soon. At least for some weeks. And hopefully, Whatever thing got carved out today, hopefully that's the low. Am I in that camp? Doubt it. But I'm all for it. I love bull markets. I love strength. Don't like the downside. As George Bush the first said, don't like the downside. And we'll be here Monday to Friday. By the way, I got a lot of compliments on Friday's show. Good. Glad we did good. Up next on The Edge, more and whatever. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Congratulations to the Pittsburgh Penguins, second Stanley Cup in a row. Tonight is Game 5 in Golden State against the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know what I read? I guess if you're really, 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 really rich, somebody plunked down $133,000 for two front row tickets for the game. Then again, somebody just paid over $2 million to have lunch with Warren Buffett. I don't think anybody would pay me a dollar. And I'm the best technician on all of Wall Street. There's nobody better. I don't think I'd get a buck. In the news, Jeff Immelt supposedly resigned from GE. Yeah, he was kind of forced out. In defense of Jeff Immelt at GE, he took over around 2001. Valuations were ridiculously high still for GE, and the company was gargantuan. It's tough to grow that business. So he's kind of came in at the worst possible time. But, first off, the stock today is where it was at $98.99, not including dividends. But, he didn't do anything with the company. When you know what's happening, when you know you don't have growth anymore, when you know your shareholders are suffering, you got to do something called at least try to enhance shareholder value. Do something. And he didn't. You do like $120 billion in revenues, something like that. Spin off two or three of the companies. Bring them public. That potentially, doesn't mean it has to, potentially unlock shareholder value. I'm pretty sure they bought back stock. Obviously not enough. And again, in defense of them, what I said, but certainly did not do enough, and he's out. I'm not so sure the next guy can do any better. We'll see. I think I've owned GE for a few weeks back a couple of years ago. It broke out of range, and it then sat there for like 2-3 months, and I said, I'm gone. And after I sold it, it broke down again. The problem is the company's too many shares outstanding, big super tanker, ridiculous valuation. Uber they can ask the CEO to take a leave of absence. You know, you can't have a memo from a couple of years ago talking about if you can have sex with your other people, how you do it, or how to hide it. Well, you know. You can't have all this sexual harassment going on. You can't screw your drivers by paying them less than they're supposed to in New York, amongst other things. And when you're a company that wants to go public, you got to wipe away all the crapola. You got to get rid of all the nasty. Because you won't be able to go public, especially. I know you did $17 billion revenues this year, but you got a $70 billion market cap, and you lost $1 billion. So that's the Uber story, but I got to tell you, I love Uber. I love them. It's the greatest. I'm sitting there in south of France. I'm sitting there in Paris. I'm sitting there in a town called Eze, where the bus only comes once an hour, and we're sitting there stuck, and I called an Uber and got one in 8 minutes. I mean, in this town at the top of a mountain in the south of France, and I got an Uber. I have only one question. Why in God's blue hell? Like, God doesn't have a blue hell. Let me take that back. Why in blue hell did I not think of Uber? How hard is it to figure out, oh, look, an app to get a driver? Why didn't I think of OpenTable to make reservations at a restaurant? I got to take like 3 months off and just sit around the table and come up with something. You do realize every time we think there's nothing else there, something else shows up? Airbnb. How hard was to figure that out? Zappos. Oh, I'm going to sell shoes over the web and then sell it to Amazon and become a 100 million zillionaire. All he did was sell shoes. What are we missing? By the way, you know what else I read about every day? These people that have YouTube channels and make millions of bucks. Do you know there's an ex-porn star from Brazil or some South American country that all she does, she has this sweet voice. She shows you how to use toys. They don't show her. They show like her fingers. She's making millions. That's all she's doing. And I'm sitting there looking at the three screens of stocks every day. There's got to be a better way. Anyway, last but not least, if Donald Trump's listening, either put out the tape or say you don't have it. That's all. As I have told you, the guy's going off the rails. He mentions he may have tapes of meetings with Comey, and then maybe he doesn't, and he'll let you know. What? Is the man a four-year-old? Get with it, Don. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
For joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,